Earlier in the program, we asked if you knew the geographic origin of the Protea flower. The Proteaceae plant family is one of the oldest living species of plants in the world, dates back about 100 million years. These tropical plants eventually made their way to our islands and are particularly abundant in upcountry Maui. The King Protea is the largest of the Proteaceae family, growing heads as big as 6 inches across, and it hails from South Africa, holding the distinguished honor of being the country's national flower.
And Kim here called us from Honolulu, knew the answer, and will be receiving the prize. Thanks for playing the Backyard Quiz with us. If you've got a question for us, you can always send it in to talkback@hawaiipublicradio.org, and you just might hear it on a future show.
Support for the Backyard Quiz comes from Achieve 3000, wishing all students, parents, teachers, and administrators an enjoyable summer, providing opportunities for student summer reading with Achieve Hawaii Home Access. Achieve3000.com/Hawaii.
Kaleva Correa is curator of the Hawaii Pacific American Studies at the Smithsonian Asian Pacific American Center. He works to foster collaborations that explore the history, art, and culture of Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and other Pacific Islanders. Artist community organizer Naya Lewis is creative director at 84 and Sunny, a local marketing firm. She participated in the New York City Culture Lab last November and is helping get the word out about our upcoming culture lab here. Welcome to the both of you, Naya, Kaleva. So glad you're here.
Aloha.
Yay. Well, it's called a lab. A laboratory is supposed to be for testing, experimentation, that kind of stuff. What actually is going to happen, Kaleva? July 7th to 9th is a date, and you've chosen an incredible spot at Ala Moana Center. The former Foodland.
So it's called a culture lab, and the idea was that it's something that was a test. We had a Ford Foundation grant that we had put forward this idea of bringing artists together to create community. And really the idea is to incubate and create spaces where artists come together, and then once the Smithsonian is gone, we go ahead and have those collaborations continue on, creating an ohana. Basically.
That is so brilliant. And I love how this started. You were saying the Smithsonian Asian Pacific American Center doesn't have a physical space. What you do is go into communities and do exactly as you said.
Yeah, correct. We don't have a physical space on the mall in Washington, D.C. So what we do is we've been doing these nomadic pop-ups, and we've been going into different locations and looking at ideas and going to the community and seeing what they are talking about and what they would like to see. So we've done two culture labs previously, one in Washington, D.C. called Cross Lines, and another one in New York called Control-Alt, which Naya was a part of.
Right, Naya. What was that experience like?
It was really amazing since the location itself was the old Pearl River Mart. It had been...
It's right on Broadway.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It was kind of,
South
maybe
Broadway,
Shira,
the canal.
Shirakia here is maybe the most...
Don Quixote.
Or Don Quixote. Yeah. But they were no longer there out of gentrification. And so it was 20,000 square feet of open space, you know, more than 40 artists. It was really amazing. So people would literally walk off the street right into the space and be interacting with us in real time.
Right.
So it was amazing.
It's not about going to a gallery or going to some white cube type location.
Right.
Uh-huh. And inside, what is it, a mix-up of all of these different... I mean, here in Hawaii, we're going to have over 50 artists and presenters of
right.
different kinds.
So, I mean, I'll just briefly walk you through what it might have been like, and then you can, especially if you're here in Honolulu, you can put yourself in the space of the old Foodland and imagine seeing this. So if you walked off the street in New York, to your right would have been Prime, who some of you might know here.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a live mural painting to your right, and then to your left would have been Wenalin's disassembly line. So she literally had people put on body suits and then look like they were taking apart, you know, computer components. And then you'd walk farther down and there'd be a DJ spinning. You'd walk farther down and there was like an interesting holographic display, and then you'd go downstairs, there was like a literary lounge. It was really
Ooh.
Amazing how they put what probably talking about it seems like a mishmash. How do you experience all of these things individually? But it really worked well. They really, the APAC staff are very thoughtful about the artists that they're working with and how to put them together in an order that really complements one another. It was amazing.
And the mix you've got coming here is so incredible, Kalea. You've got everybody from Carl Powell, incredible visual arts, Roger Bong with his Aloha Got Soul DJ guy. You're going to have Craig Santos, the Guamanian poet. Keanu Tsai will be talking about Hawaiian history. I mean, this is a terrific convergence.
Convergence, yes. Aikai, it's basically, it literally means the shoreline. Within the thought behind it, though, it's this idea of different natural forces or different people coming together and creating new ideas and mixing and blending together. And so here in Hawaii, we have a very rich tradition of cultures blending and mixing together. And so this idea of Aikai was to bring together different people from around the world to bring art, music, academics, and converge all those together to create some original concepts. And so we're seeing some really interesting collaborations occurring from people that have met through our artist convening back in April, but also people that had never met. We have a convergence happening between Hina Nubal from Kealapiko and Monica Bose, a Bangladeshi-American artist, and they're basically looking at language as a convergence between Bangladeshi language and Olelo Hawaii.
Kealapiko is one of the most popular fashion lines here.
Yeah, and so Kealapiko, we invited them, and basically it's having people step outside what they're normally comfortable with as either artists, cultural practitioners, or academics, and really how we go about curating this is all we do is present an idea or a theme and we let them run with it. But where it's a little bit different is that we actually convene the group prior to the actual event, have them meet each other, have them do some community service, which we did over at Ho'uluaina up in Kalihi Valley. And so what it is we have them meet so that it's not the first time they're meeting when they install. And what happens and what we're seeing is that through these meetings and doing these artists, the artist collaborations basically become much richer.
Yeah, no, it was really interesting, the convening. You come into it with a certain idea, and then because of the conversations that you have, you don't just even refine it. Sometimes people completely took a 180-degree turn and created something very different because of that interaction and other people's perspectives at the convening. So I would say that's actually another really unique component of this Culture Lab model, is that they bring people together to actually talk about the idea. So it's lots of individual artists, but it's also actually a collective presentation. Even though there's lots of different presentations within it, everyone's committed to this same vision of Aikai. So it's really powerful.
So this is going to happen July 7th, 8th, and 9th, 11 to 9 p.m. at the former Foodland location in Ala Moana Center. You're really making it available, certainly, and the artists will be there.
Yes, and that's where our showing is a little bit different, is that the artists are there to participate. And you know, oftentimes we think that it's actually less about the art and more about the experience itself. So it's really kind of more of a night market sort of feeling to it that we really appreciate. And that interaction that occurs at at these different culture labs that we do is something that I think people take away. We're very temporary, and that's a thing. We're nomadic museum pop-ups. and when it's done, it's gone. But really what happens is it lives around in people's memories.
And maybe the collaborators continue.
No, absolutely. Since I was in New York, there was Prime, Solomon, Carl. Carl wasn't there. He's here now. But he's getting to collaborate with artists who had experienced the New York scene. And so, you know, supposing that they're able to find funding and continue this idea, it's really interesting how they pick and choose from previous culture labs and mix and match artists. And so that's how this creative force kind of continues on all over the world, actually. So some of the artists I know from New York have now showed in South Africa and other places. So it really inspires the artists themselves.
There's some deep-rooted connecting going on through a model like this. Nice going, Kalea. I know this is this Hawaii Aikai will be the last you can do under the grant you currently have.
Correct.
From the Ford Foundation. We certainly hope you'll be able to get further funding for more of these.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you in, Kalea and Naya.
Thank you.
AIKAI, a culture lab on convergence presented by the Smithsonian Asia Pacific American Center, will bring over 50 artists and practitioners together July 7th through 9th at the former site of Foodland Ala Moana. Find a link to more on the Conversation Facebook page.